Good evening, everyone. As the chairman is away in Sydney, I will be presiding over this meeting this evening, and I will declare the meeting open at 6 o'clock. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Item two, acting CEO, are there any attendance apologies or leave of absence?
We do have one apology from Councillor Dool, who's being deputised by Councillor Caccini.
Thank you. And we note that Councillor Hamilton is absent at this point in time. Item three, acting CEO, are there any disclosures of interest?
There are none submitted.
Thank you. Item four, announcements by the chairman. Item 4.1, Australian Circular Economy Hub Awards. I'm pleased to advise Council that tonight the chairman and the CEO are attending the ACE Awards, which recognise and celebrate those who are driving Australia's transition to a circular economy. The awards aim to create awareness, inspire others, and work towards integrating new and innovative circular economy practices as the norm in Australia and the Asia Pacific region. And Marcus is a finalist in the category of circular leader. Item 4.2, the City of Kalamunda notice of withdrawal. I wish to read a brief statement. In my role as Deputy Chairman of the EMRC, I want to acknowledge that on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, the Council of the City of Kalamunda voted unanimously to end its membership of the EMRC through written notification to the EMRC with withdrawal to take effect on June 30, 2023. I would firstly like to acknowledge the excellent outcomes that the EMRC has achieved and will continue to do so in the areas of delivering sustainable waste and resource recovery services, all while being an industry leader in many aspects, particularly in demonstrating circular economy leadership. The City of Kalamunda released a statement that identifies the changing landscape of waste and resource recovery as it applies to the specific context of the City of Kalamunda, and believes that their planned responses to all aspects of waste services will provide a beneficial outcome for residents within the city. I would like to acknowledge not only the work of the CEO and his executive team, but also every member of staff who shares the common goals and commitment to do things better around waste and resource recovery using sustainable and modern methods for the benefit of the environment and the community of the Eastern region. The EMRC remains at the forefront of waste innovation and solutions. The departure of the City of Kalamunda should not be viewed as a loss, but as an opportunity, a time to consider new opportunities and relationships with other local governments, potentially new member councils, as well as the private sector. Some of these opportunities are known to the EMRC already and some aren't. The EMRC prides itself on its ability to be agile and respond to changing landscapes in a responsible and effective way. The EMRC as an organisation can be proud of this agile approach as it seeks to continuously align with its vision, including the 10-year plan, which we are considering adopting this evening. Councillors, context is everything. And in the case of Kalamunda, the context or factors for consideration for Kalamunda remaining a member were very carefully considered, discussed and deliberated upon at length. What is no longer an ideal fit for the City of Kalamunda could well be the perfect fit for another local government who wishes to become a new member of council of the EMRC and not specifically a local government of the Eastern region. In my role as EMRC councillor, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of Councillor Thomas, we will continue to fulfil our duties with honesty and integrity and a commitment to the future prosperity and success of the EMRC in its efforts to achieve its strategic vision and goals. Thank you. Item five, and I would like to acknowledge Councillor Hamilton has arrived. Welcome. That's okay. There are no responses to public questions taken on notice. Item six, I don't believe we have any members of the public. Thank you. Item seven, applications for leave, acting CEO.
Sorry, I believe Councillor Obstachewski's got some dates. No, there isn't. No, not for me.
He was going to respond and say, no, there's none. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. My leave is for Thursday, 1st of December. And I also have a second one, please, for Saturday, 17 December through Monday, 9th of January. And I wouldn't anticipate that the EMRC would have any meetings during that Christmas New Year holiday period anyway. But just in case, just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you.
Sorry, could you just repeat those dates? I didn't write them down as quick.
Sure. So it was Thursday, 1st of December.
Until?
And that's just that another work commitment.
Sure.
And then for Saturday, 17 December through Monday, 9th January.
Thank you. If there are no more, can I have a mover to approve that application for leave? Moved by Councillor Thomas, seconded Councillor Zanino. Anyone against? I declare that carried. Thank you. Item eight, petitions and deputations, acting CEO.
There are none.
Thank you. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting, 9.1, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of October, which have been distributed, to be confirmed. Can I have a mover for those minutes? Moved by Councillor McWilliam, seconded Councillor Zanino. Is there anyone against? No, I declare those carried. Item 10, questions by members for which due notice has been given.
There are none.
Thank you. Item 11, questions by members without notice. We have a couple of questions. Councillor Sutherland. Just my microphone, sorry. Could you turn?
Ask questions in light of what your announcement just then. So I was just going to ask if the chair and the CEO of the EMRC is going to call a meeting or workshop to urgently or as soon as possible to discuss a recent announcement by the City of Kalamunda to withdraw. And secondly, thinking more long term, should we be now reconsidering maybe some other strategic directions for the EMRC for the remaining member councils? I'm just putting that out there. We don't have to discuss it now, but it's just something to think about.
Sure. Acting CEO, can you?
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Obviously, the news is quite fresh in this week. We are going through all the necessary reviews internally first, but we will obviously get back to councillors and we'll take that question on notice. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ostrzowski.
Thank you. It was interesting listening to that statement from the City of Kalamunda, and actually it was very good to hear because it helped me with the questions that I'm going to ask. So a question I have at the moment is, does the EMRC currently have any strategies in place that focus on membership, maintaining membership and growing our membership?
Acting CEO.
True to the chairman, we always maintain in terms of our relationship with all the member councils, but obviously it's always a timely reminder to revisit all of those things. Again, we will have to get back in terms of a more focused process in terms of our plans going forward.
The
follow-up question?
Yes, please. The strategic plan that's on the agenda for tonight to be adopted, the draft one, 2017-2027, when would that be due for its minor review?
There will have a review, usually a midterm, but obviously anything that changes substantially, obviously that again can be called by council and directed by council to actually have another review. I think it may be timely given the discussion today. But in terms of the long-term vision, I think that's consistent with what we've gone out to the members of the public as well.
Question you asked about, it could be reviewed mid-term. So what do you mean by mid-term question? my understanding of the Local Government Act is that you would have a 2-year and 4-year review. So what do you mean by midterm, and how does that fit into my understanding of 2 or a 4-year review for a major and 2 year for a minor?
So in terms of what I'm referring to midterm is within the period of the 10 years, there are legislated requirements. So there are specific time frames that you need to review. But again, it's also there's a caveat in that anything substantial that requires a review, the council can instruct officers to commence the process.
So councillor, it's basically a decision of council can direct the CEO to do it. Yep.
And one final question then, in regards to the statement, you mentioned that City of Kalamunda or the EMRC was already currently aware of some opportunities for the EMRC in terms of membership. Are we able to get some information on that, please?
I will have to take that on notice at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Councillor James.
Through the chair. Shire Mundaring is actually having the establishment agreement being brought to council in the December meeting. Will there be a directive from EMRC regarding that document and whether it should be withdrawn?
CEO?
Obviously, that is a confidential item, but I can probably say it in general terms. The request for review will still continue. Obviously, the time frame may be different. The effective date of the implementation may be different given the circumstances of this week. But the request is still to continue with your review and provide the feedback.
Follow-up question?
Yeah, follow-up question on that one. Look, I suppose I would be suggesting, and I suppose it's hard for me to suggest because I'm not, but for that document to be withdrawn because of the fact that the situation has changed significantly and we don't want to be looking at a document that is now is becoming not relevant.
Councillor, so can I suggest if you have those views, you make those representations to your CEO, who will then also provide that information to the chairman of the MRC and Marcus and any other member councillors free to do the same. And advice would be coming from the MRC on that.
Has reviewed that EA document at their meeting, last meeting?
It's still a matter of confidential. I can't talk about that right now. It has, yes. Any other questions?
Yes, please. What would be required of this council to withdraw that EA?
Councillors can put a notice of motion up for that, or as the deputy chairman has indicated, is to go through the normal process and go through and basically may withdraw the item through council because the instruction has already been given by this council. So we obviously have to withdraw that that resolution.
Councillor Hamilton, do you have a question? We've got two. Yep.
Following on from Councillor Sutherland's question earlier about organising a potential workshop or something along those lines. Some very long time ago when we started out on that journey towards creating the strategic review, I suggested the potential for associate or affiliate membership of the MRC. So I would like to flag that should potentially be something that we raise again. So if that's something that could be flagged with the...
Could that be flagged? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's my understanding that's referenced in our strategic documents anyway, which was a new initiative that we inserted. Any other questions, councillors? Okay. Well, Councillor Ostrzowski.
I do, and I'm just going to ask this question because I'd just like to place it in the air for everyone to hear. Are there any provisions for anyone around this table to move a motion from here tonight to withdraw the EA?
Thanks, CEO.
Not At the moment, with the standing orders as it currently sits, that requires 4 clear days. But obviously, we will take that on notice in anticipation for the next meeting, if you like.
Councillor Jean.
Sorry.
That's okay.
My understanding is a special council meeting could be called.
That's correct.
And that is 2 days' notice, is that correct? So if there was needed to be immediate action, there could be that could happen. Is that correct?
Except to a large extent. The only thing I would probably suggest is usually, unless it's a dire emergency, we should still give public notice. And that obviously requires time as well. And getting the agenda papers all ready.
Okay. Item 9, confirmation. Oh, sorry, we've done that. Item 12. Announcement of confidential matters. There are 3, the Water Waste to Energy update, Hazelmere Resource Recovery Park, and request for quotation. Item 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting, Acting CEO.
That's done.
Thank you. Item 14, reports of employees. Are there any questions relating to any of the reports of employees from 14.1 all the way through to 14.9? Councillor Ostrzowski.
Thank you. My first question is for item 14.1 in the list of monthly payments. I just saw something pop out and I haven't seen it before, so I wanted to ask the question. In regards to page 23 of the agenda, for a payment made on the 3rd of October, it's a PAYG payment, and my understanding is that's like a quarterly payment for tax. So, well, that's my understanding. Are you able to explain what that is, please?
So the PAYG is a pay-as-you-go in terms of the payment, our obligations to withhold income tax from the all the wages and salaries that we pay. And that depends on the size of the organization. So some smaller one may be paid quarterly, but for us, we pay it monthly.
Follow-up question?
Yeah, am I right then that I saw it twice in the month of October? So it's, is it fortnightly, is it?
Sorry, for each month. It's fortnightly, sorry. Fortnightly. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. We have a payroll through the chair. We have a pay one fortnight and we pay the tax bill the next week. So once a fortnight, we pay the tax bill.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Are local governments exempt from paying tax?
No, we're not.
My next question was in regards to, well, should I just continue down my list of items?
Yes.
Thank you. Question 14, so it's item 14.4, the request for quotation 20-ton loader Hazelmere. That's my notes here. Sorry, that might not match up with what's in the agenda. My question is, what are we currently using to transport waste? Or are we currently using, are we currently transporting waste to Rockingham? And if we are, what are we currently using?
Thank you, CEO.
If I could direct it to the Chief Operating Officer.
Through the chair, no, we're not transporting any waste to Rockingham. This loader is to prepare us so we meet the timelines, because by the time we place the order, it takes a few months to get it on that. So it's us to be ready for the new transfer station for that waste to be transported over to East Rockingham.
Follow-up question?
14.6 on the annual report. There's an attendance table in that report there. And obviously council changed last year in 2021. And I'm a little concerned that the way that the numbers are represented in there makes it look like some councillors haven't attended all meetings. So is it normal for the EMRC to present the attendance table in this way? And question, can this be amended to show where council's election cycles are, councillors' election cycles are, please?
Acting CEO.
In terms of the requirement, in terms of the attendance, this is the one on page 23 of the annual report. Obviously, we're mindful that the bulk of the attendance obviously is a 2-year cycle for a year. It is a challenge, but this is consistent with the requirements under the local government regulations for reporting this.
And can I add that it's the same, it happens the same way at Kalamunda as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do have another question. Okay, I'll leave that one. Can I talk about 19.3? No, that's under confidentialism. Okay, cool. All right, that's all my questions for now. Thank you.
Councillor, any other questions? Councillor Cicchini.
Thank you. Page 24, a purchase of seeds for $13,000 roughly. Can you just explain to me what that is? Because, yeah, it's a lot of money for seeds and I'm just interested in what that's about. Thanks.
Would you give us a EFT number?
EFT 50748.
True to Chair, this is to Trannan Proprietary Limited. It's for the seed purchase to rehab the Class 3 cells. So as you can imagine, our cells are fairly large. So to rehabilitate and the amount of seeding required, there will be a lot more than a normal household.
Is that at Red Hill?
Yes, it is.
Any other questions?
Do you have another question? Sorry. Also page 28. It has here item 224 downwards. It's just got credit card purchases from staff. Does someone oversee what they are? Because it's a bit hard for us to endorse it if we just have credit card purchases and amounts next to it. How do we look at that?
Yeah, acting CEO.
True to Chair, there are processes for the relevant account holder for the credit cards. Those are reviewed by the supervisor. And then overall, then it goes through to the finance manager for first review internally here. And then myself, I actually do review those. And then goes to the CEO for final approval.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor McWilliam.
14.7, I recall at the briefing 2 weeks ago, there was some discussion around the qualifications for membership of the community. Community reference group. Thank you. And I wondered if they'd been resolved.
Yes, they have been. If I could direct the question to the Chief Sustainability Officer.
Have been resolved. And one of the contentious issues was there was one of our members, the proposed members, that was not currently residing in Kalamunda, but we have since discovered she actually still owns property in Kalamunda, so therefore she's still eligible and she will be returning to reside in Kalamunda.
Councillor, any other questions? Okay. If there are no more, does anyone wish to withdraw any reports to be dealt with separately? Councillor Ostrzaski.
Thank you. I'd like to withdraw item 14.3, the draft 10-year strategic plan. I'd like to withdraw item 14.5, and that's simply to vote against. I'd like to withdraw item 14.6. I'm not sure what I'm going to do on that one yet. And I'd like to withdraw 19.2 and 19.3.
So at this stage, we're just dealing with 14.1 all the way through to 14.9?
Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Any other reports councillors wish to withdraw?
And just a question, those 19.2 and 0.3 will be discussed at a later point in the meeting. Is that correct?
Thank you, CEO.
If I pulled those, they'll be discussed at a different point in the meeting. Is that correct?
Sorry, true to Chair. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
So we will do an en bloc for 14, all the ones from 14.1 to 14.9, excluding 14.3, 14.5 and 14.6.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I have a mover that we, with the exception of items 14.3, 14.5 and 14.6, which are to be withdrawn and dealt with separately, Council adopts the recommendations in the Reports of Employees, Section 14. Could I have a mover? Councillor Zaneno, second Councillor Jeans. Is there going to be any debate? No debate. I'll declare that carried. Item 14.3, Councillor Ostaszewski.
Thank you. We need someone to move the item because I don't wish to vote in support of this at the moment.
So you don't have any questions or anything on it? It's just
to vote against and okay. to comment Thank against.
You. Can I have a mover for item 14.3, councillors? Councillor Zanino, seconded Councillor James. Anyone against? Councillor Ostaszewski,
can I speak on the item?
So you wish to debate
I would
it.
Like to speak.
Sorry, on the, I thought you wanted just to vote against it.
Sorry, no, I'd like to vote against, but I'd like to speak why.
Okay. Councillor Zanino. Microphone.
Through you, Acting Chair, I don't have anything to.
Councillor James.
Can I reserve my right?
Yes.
No?
Oh.
Not the seconder. You want to reserve yes. Do you want to reserve your right to speak up? Oh, you're going to sum up anyway, aren't you? Yeah, that's right.
All right. Councillor Ostaszewski.
Sorry, I don't mean to be like this, but, you know, rules and things are put in place so that we can make sure things are being done properly. No, I want to do it. I just want to make... Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to continue. Thank you. Sorry, everyone. Okay, thank you, Councillor. I just want to just highlight to councillors that we've just had a really significant event happen in the last 24 hours. And this draft strategic plan was created and was developed with the City of Kalamunda. And we have lost basically 20% of our membership base in 24 hours. We've lost 33%. A third of our membership base in 2 years, and I'm concerned that this strategic plan does not align with what member councils are actually wanting. That is my feeling, and I'm going with that feeling, and I just feel as though this strategic plan isn't the right plan and that it should be reviewed as soon as possible to ensure that we have strategies in place that encourage our councils to stay, that encourage growth of the EMRC and attract people into the EMRC. I think there's a missing strategy here. I think this strategy needs to be relooked at pretty quickly. So for tonight, I'm going to vote against adopting this strategy. And I would suggest that, I guess I'm taking this on board, that I'll be moving a notice of motion shortly to have this strategy reviewed. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers for? Any speakers against? We'll go to Councillor Zanino.
Very brief, Mr. Chairman. I think that Councillor Ostaszewski said that this was all put together with the City of Kalamunda. Personally, I don't think that the withdrawal from Kalamunda is going to be or make a huge, significant difference. We still have four constituent councils which contribute to the way this will go forward. So I think that, if at any point there is anything which is going to be of major significance, it can be put forward and council can, discuss it at any point. And any councillor on this board can move a recommendation that we call a special meeting for this specific purpose. So until that happens, I think that this has to move forward as it is. So I urge you to support it.
Thank you, councillor. Councillors, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Thomas, Councillor Cicchini, Councillor James, Councillor Zanino, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor McWilliam, and those against, Councillor Ostaszewski and Councillor Sutherland. Thank you. The motion is carried. Item 14.5. My understanding is, can I have a mover for item 14.5? Councillor Zanino. Seconder? Councillor McWilliam. Is there going to be any debate? Not many debate. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Thomas, Councillor Cicchini, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Zanino, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor McWilliam, and Councillor Sutherland. All those against? Councillor Ostrzowski. I declare that carried. Thank you. Item 14.6, the MRC Annual Report. Can I have a mover for this item, please? Right, question?
I'm happy to move the item.
Right.
I was considering voting against. Is it possible to move the item with an amendment to the effect that an elected member's term is somehow indicated on that table?
Acting CEO, is that an adjustment to
There will be some adjustments, fees and all that, but I'm sure the team will be able to accommodate. It provides better clarity and addresses your concerns, yes.
Do I need to move that as an amendment?
I think you've got an assurance on public record that it will be done. So
the question was, do I need to move an amendment?
No.
Thank you.
So you still happy to move the report?
I'm happy to move the report.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Thomas, is there anyone against? I'll declare that carried. Thank you. Move on to item 15, reports of committees. Acting CEO?
There's no committees held during that period.
Thank you. Item 16, reports of delegates. 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes. They are just for noting. Is that correct, Acting CEO?
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, sorry, question, Councillor Jeans. Do we need to move that? No, it's not a decision of council. Item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Item 18, new business of an urgent nature. There is nil. Item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. There are three matters. Can I have a mover? Councillor, we have three confidential items and we need to go behind closed doors. Can I have a mover that we go behind closed doors? Councillor Thomas and seconded Councillor Jeans. Anyone against? Councillor Ostrzowski. Thank you. I'll declare that carried. Okay, the doors are closed at 6:33. We are now out from behind closed doors. Item 20. Future meetings of council. We have the dates listed there. Any questions from councillors? No. Item 21, I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:49. Thank you everyone for attending.